Oh, hey, you're probably here because you just got into the tech industry and you soon will be or are right now going through the application process, and you know how terrible and annoying it is to have to work on your resume, build up your portfolio, and get started all over again into this terrible job process. Unfortunately, nothing's changed, so today I'm going to talk to you about why it's important to have a portfolio, especially as a junior developer. Heck, or even as a senior. Welcome to Suitcase Coder, the podcast. I'm Laura, and I host this podcast where I track my journey from joining a coding bootcamp to becoming a remote developer. My ultimate goal in life is to travel the world and see as many countries as I can, but for now, I'm sharing what I've learned so far to hopefully help and inspire future techies, freelancers, and digital nomads. Thanks for tuning in, and let's get started. So for this episode, because there's a lot to cover, I figured it would be fun to start with a who, what, when, where, why kind of timeline. However, the who, what, when, where, why will be totally out of place because we are starting with the how. How in the world do you get started with a portfolio, especially a tech portfolio that should have your own kind of domain that people can find easily online and that you can share all of your projects on it and be good to go for the application process. So for the how, I want to say that I will be uploading a couple of YouTube videos and or possibly some courses coming up, which I'm very excited to share in the near future about. But these courses or these tutorials on YouTube will guide you through the process of creating an actual online portfolio that will allow you to share your portfolio through the web, just like any other website, to your potential employers. But if you're eager to get started now, I know there's a ton of resources out there to get started. Again, I'll have videos on that, but if you want to check that out today, then go ahead and do so. But now as for the why. Why in the world do you need a portfolio? Why should you have a portfolio? And why is it so important? And the answer is there are endless reasons why you as a junior developer or even as a senior developer, you as a developer should have a technical portfolio online and ready to access. The first thing is that it's going to motivate you to keep going. Having a nice and neat and clean portfolio online is going to be essentially an essence of who you are and what kind of work that you do. Whether you are a freelancer, it can showcase the kind of work that you do as a freelancer, or whether you're trying to apply for a job, it can be an extension of your resume to show what kinds of projects you work on, what kinds of languages you've picked up, and how quickly or how you've integrated everything that you've learned into one place. And the fact that you are showcasing your work to basically the world, because it's going to be on the World Wide Web, should be motivation enough to keep you going, to keep wanting to add projects to your portfolio, and to just keep it up to date, nice, pretty, clean, neat. Another reason is that you will have an online presence. And whether you're applying for a job at one of your parents' offices or with somebody that you already know, or you are freelancing with good friends, it's always a good idea to have some kind of online presence so that people can easily find you. And that the first thing that they do find for when you are applying to jobs is to have a one-stop shop to tell people who you are, what you do, how well you do it, what you're excited to bring up in the future. So just having an online presence is pretty crucial. And as you know, in the year 2020, which is a crazy year, I know, but in the year 2020, especially since this year, everything has gone so incredibly remote and everything's moving to that online world, which is really good for us developers, because it means that we will continue to have jobs. However, to land that first job, you need to be within that online world yourself. So having a portfolio will give you that online presence that you need. And you get to control that online presence, which is one of my next reasons as to why you need a portfolio, is that you get to sell yourself however you want to whomever you are showing your portfolio to. So forget GPAs, forget that terrible work that you had 7 years ago, forget all of that. Your portfolio, like I said, is an extension of your resume, and you get to sell yourself however you want, and you get to sell your work, and you get to prioritize your proudest projects to be showcased up front. So take advantage of that. And this sounds so cheesy, but this really is a chance for you to shine way past that resume and show people what you want them to see, especially in regards to your work as a developer. Another big thing is, especially if you recently taught yourself how to code, or if you've gone through a bootcamp or some kind of coding program, then you know that it's very important to showcase that you actually learned something throughout the bootcamp and that you didn't just kind of skip through it and jump straight to the graduation, that you actually picked up on what you learned and that you've produced things using the tools that you've learned in the bootcamp. And this also shows employers that you're actually interested in coding. And with that said, obviously a portfolio is meant to be a growing portfolio. This gives you a chance, like I said before, to really continue coding and continue way past your bootcamp, way past your graduation from computer science degree. Having a portfolio should be something that grows with you as you grow as a developer. Your projects might grow in numbers or might grow in complexity, but the thing is that you are growing as a developer and that you're not staying stagnant, and that's obviously going to put you ahead of anybody else that may be applying to the same kinds of jobs or the same kinds of trying to find the same kinds of clients as you as a freelancer. And that being said, you can also speculate as to what you will want to do in the future. So maybe you have upcoming projects that you're not really ready to share, but you can say, hey, I'm currently working on these projects. And without giving any detail, you can say it deals with this kind of stack, or I'm using this technology to accomplish these projects that I will be sharing in the near future. And that kind of also hooks people to your portfolio and makes them want to go back to your portfolio and see if you ever did follow up with said project that you were working on. And the last reason I'm going to list as to why you should have a portfolio is because it's something that's so easy to share with anybody and everybody. And maybe you use it to apply to a certain job, but maybe you just share it with friends and family. And through those connections, through that sharing of your website, maybe somebody from another job will look into it and be intrigued and maybe reach out to you to hire you. So that should be a good number of reasons as to why you should have a portfolio as a junior developer. And if you're not yet convinced, then maybe rewind a couple seconds and listen to it again. And if I missed anything, then let me know either in the comments below if you're watching on YouTube, or reach out to me on any of my socials and I'll be happy to include it or take note of it for another episode. And if you're still curious as to what to put on your portfolio, then just a quick list is you should have every project that you've ever worked on, even if it's as simple as creating a to-do list in React, or as complex as creating your very first web application, or maybe even some collaborative projects that you've worked on with other developers. Every project that you've ever worked on should be within your portfolio. And of course, you can hide the ones that maybe aren't as important and highlight the ones that you want other people to see and ones that you are very proud of and that may be a little bit more complex so you can show off a little bit. But the idea is that it's way more than just showing off your top projects. The idea is that you have a timeline of your growth as a developer, from the very simple projects to the very complex ones. And of course, the very simple ones can be scattered throughout your entire timeline. It doesn't have to be the simple, start with very simple projects and end with very complex ones. I feel like as long as you are coding consistently and that they see these kinds of projects sprinkled throughout, it means that you are keeping up with your code and that you are interested and that you enjoy learning and that you enjoy coding, which is pretty important. Okay, you might be asking yourself, okay, when do I need a portfolio? At what point in my learning journey would it be a good time to invest in a domain name or to upload and start working on this project, on this portfolio? And so that I say, as soon as possible. As soon as you learn your very first thing, as soon as you know how to create a portfolio using even as simple as HTML and CSS only, you should create a portfolio. Because again, the sooner you start, the better it is. And if you are way past your very first project and you've been doing this for a couple weeks, months, or years now, and you don't have a portfolio yet, then maybe it's something that you can start doing right now. Ideally, you would want a portfolio completed before you send out your first application or before you start sending out, you know, more serious job applications as a developer. And like I said, having something as simple as an HTML CSS portfolio page is almost recommended for junior developers, because your portfolio page can act as an actual project within your portfolio and show that you've learned the basics of HTML and CSS and that you know how to make a responsive static website. So keep those things in mind and start as soon as you possibly can. Last but not least, who are you sharing your portfolio to? And to that I say, everybody, the entire world. Share it with as many people as you can. Share it on all of your social medias. Share it on LinkedIn. If you don't have LinkedIn, get a LinkedIn and share it on there. Email it to any friends that you know who are developers or who are in the tech industry already who may be able to pass it along. Share it to your neighbor. Share it on Facebook. Share it to everybody. And if you're too embarrassed or not proud of the things that are in your portfolio and you don't want to share, then it just means that you get to work a little bit harder in your portfolio until you are very proud of it and you are willing to share it with the world. And that concludes my who, what, when, where, why, where in reality I replaced the where with the how because I felt like that was a bit more important. But if you're questioning where you should post it on all social media platforms. Once again, I hope you have found this episode helpful. If you did enjoy it and you want to hear more, then please don't forget to rate and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. And if you are watching on YouTube and would like to be notified whenever I have new podcast episodes or other tutorials coming out, then don't forget to subscribe and get that bell notification so that you can be notified for those. And if there's anything else that I missed or that you want to hear more of, definitely leave them in the comments below or reach out to me. And I'm always happy and willing to cover other topics within my podcast. So thanks for listening, and until next week. Ciao.